Blog Talk Radio.
Grace and peace. We're going to get started in just one moment. Praise the Lord. Just waiting for the others to join us. We're going to get started in just a moment. Thank you so much for being pumped and on time. Praise the Lord. Thank you again for joining us. We're going to go ahead and move forward for tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I pray that you have had a wonderful Tuesday. We bless the Lord for those of you, of course, as you're coming in from your work day. I want you just to take a few moments for me. You do not have to come off mute, but you can come off mute. It's up to you. I have unmuted you, but if you want to keep your mute on your end, that is fine. And I just want you to take a few moments right now before we go into prayer. And let's just take this time just to give God some praise, to thank him for this day, to just give him glory and honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
for
you,
truly,
Jesus.
This is the day that he has made. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we're preparing to go before him. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, for great is our God. He is great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And so we just release the activities of this day. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. There's just something different about when you have to put them at the end of the day. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus, we bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
oh, God,
thank
we enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. And we're thankful unto you, God, and we bless your holy name, God, for there is none like you. Hallelujah.
You,
oh, God. Hey, Mando,
Shikoramandia.
Oh, God. Thank you,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Every shackle is loose tonight. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank you,
God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ne mama man sokoda ba sia no robo hoshe
Oh, God, we bless you and we honor your equalabasi. God, we thank you for this time of prayer and this time of intercession, God. We bless you, Lord, that you've allowed us to come together, God, taking nothing for granted. So, God, tonight we just invite you on this line. We invite you into the hearts and the minds of everyone that is on this call, and God, even those that are on their way to this call, Father, we thank you. And we declare that your spirit has preeminence tonight, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that everyone that's under the sound of our voice tonight, God, will submit and surrender to the spirit of the living God. We thank you for the spirit of truth, Father, that hovers on this line. We thank you for the spirit of prayer. We thank you for the anointing that destroys the yoke, God. We thank you that you have lifted heavy burdens, God. We thank you, hallelujah, that yokes have been destroyed. We thank you, oh, God. Oh, God, that we can come to you lay down every burden, that we can lay down every care. God, that we can lay down every contrary mindset, God, before you on tonight, thanking you, knowing that there is no one, God, but you, knowing that nobody compares to you, Father. And, Father, even as we bring in our work day, all the activities of this day, God, we bring it before the throne of grace, and we just say thank you, Father, for every benefit of this day, for everything you worked in and worked out, for everything you were a part of, God. Hallelujah. Jesus, we say thank you. For we know that all things work together for the good of them that love you, that are called according to your purpose, God. And we thank you that our purpose in you, God, is sure. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. And your word declares that every tongue that rises up against us, you've already condemned it. And so I thank you today, God, that your spirit is on assignment in our life, that the spirit of the living God, hallelujah, is moving, hallelujah, and changing and orchestrating situations. Thank you, God, that you said the hem of our life, oh God, that you're moving out everything that's not like you. We thank you that your power, God, abides in us. Hallelujah. And Father, I thank you because thank the you, same Father. Spirit that abides in Christ now abides in us, and that we have been made joint heirs, Father. So I thank you, God, that we understand that the power of life and death is in our tongue. And so today, oh God, we speak life into the airway. We speak life, God, and to those, oh God, that may feel like they are bound, Father, we speak life. Oh, God, we thank you tonight, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that there is freedom and liberty in you. We thank you, oh, God, that there is righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. And we thank you for that tonight. We thank you for the joy that we have come to know in serving you. We thank you, Father, for every release that you have given us in the Spirit. We thank you that every restraint is cast down and cast off. We thank you, God, that every spirit of manipulation and control is destroyed. And Father, we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that all that remains is the spirit of peace and the love of our God, the joy of our Lord, which is our strength. We thank you for the unity of the faith tonight, God, because we come not in our own name, neither in our own power, but we come in that name that is above every name. For at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue must confess. Father, we thank you, oh God, that we submit and we surrender to you, Lord. We submit and we surrender to your will, oh God. Oh God, you increase in us and we decrease. Oh God, you be exalted in the midst of us, Father. Hallelujah. You be magnified in the midst of us, Father. Anything in our heart, God. Oh God, that would cause resistance against the spirit, Father. We ask that you would forgive us, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we lay it on the altar tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We lay it on the altar. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, every restriction is broken. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bow our minds in the presence. Hallelujah. We humble our hearts in the presence of a loving and a living and a true God. Oh, God. Oh, God. We thank you. We thank you for the tongue of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the tongue of the Lord. That
thank
we might
you,
speak a word in due season. We thank you, God, that you've given us an earnest expectation on tonight. Oh, God, and that we're looking unto you as author and finisher of our faith, God. Thank you for the voices that shall speak on this line tonight, God. Thank you for the word that shall be released. Thank you that the word shall be released in power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord God, that your word shall have free course. And even now, God, every burden be lifted off your speaker, oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And God, that it will come forth in ease, Father. Father, for our desire is just simply to do your will. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. All we want to do is surrender to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Just surrender, sweet surrender to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and we give your name the glory, and we give your name the praise. In Jesus' holy name we do pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're now turning this over this time. Hallelujah. Over to Prophet Felicia, and then I'll come back in and introduce the next person. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, first, I want to thank God. I want to thank God for Pastor Belinda. I honor you. Today, thank you for this time. And what the Lord has really put on my heart, and we'll go directly straight to it. I thank God for being saved, and I thank him for all day today. Isaiah
Hallelujah.
59. And I'll be reading from the Amplified Bible. It says, we'll start at the first verse. And it basically says, behold, the Lord's hand is not so short that it cannot save, nor his ears so impaired that it cannot hear. But your wickedness has separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood and your fingers with wickedness, with sin, with injustice and wrongdoing. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue mutters wickedness. No one sues righteously but for the sake of doing injury to others, to take some undue advantage, and no one pleads his case in truth, but rather they trust in empty arguments and speak lies. They conceive trouble and bring forth injustice. They hatch viper's eggs and weave the spider's webs. He who eats of their eggs dies, and from an egg which is crushed, a viper breaks out. Their webs will not serve as clothing, nor will they cover themselves with what they make. Their works are works of wickedness, of sin, of injustice, of wrongdoings, and the act of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they rush to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of wickedness, of sin, of injustice, of wrongdoing. Devastation and destruction are in their highways. They do not know the way of peace, and there is no justice in their tracks. They have made them crooked paths. Whoever walks on them does not know peace. And then the part says of 9 says, therefore justice is far from us, and righteousness does not overtake us. We expectantly hope for light, but only see darkness. We hope for a glimmer of light, but we walk in darkness and gloom. And then if we stumble down to, if we go down to verse 12, for our transgressions are multiplied before you, O Lord, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and we know and recognize our wickedness, our sin, our injustice, our wrongdoing. Rebelling against and denying the Lord, turning away from following our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and muttering from the heart, lying words. Justice is pushed back, and righteous behavior stands far away. For truth has fallen in the city square, and integrity cannot enter. Yes, truth is missing, and he who turns away from evil makes himself a prey. Now the Lord saw it, and it displeased him, that there was no justice. He saw that there was no man and was amazed that there was no one to intercede on behalf of truth and right. Therefore, his own arm brought salvation to him and his own righteousness sustained him. So far, the scripture, the Lord woke me up and gave me this. And I just asked him, I said, God, what are you saying to us? And he says that we're trying to be politically correct. And I say, what do you mean by that? Say, we don't want to hurt people's feelings. we don't really want to, we want to tell the people the truth, but we want to just add a little bit something to it to make it comfortable for them. We don't want to, he said that in reading the scripture, he's displeased because of the sins of the world, because of the world has set up these systems, set up these laws, and we're just sitting back and just accepting it. First they started with taking prayer out of the schools. And then from prayer out of the schools, they took the Ten Commandments out. And from taking the Ten Commandments out, still nothing really was said. And I believe that the Lord wants us to, he was talking and he said this. In the second chapter of Revelations, he says, you've done well, you've done good, you've done a lot of good things, but I have this one thing against you, that you left your first love. And I'm wondering, I would like for you to consider and ponder, are we, the things that we're doing, are we doing and left devotion? Our first part is to seek, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I'm not going to worry about the latter part and all these things be added unto you. That's a given. But the first thing is, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. Another part he stuck on, and his righteousness, right standing with God. Where are our hearts at? Yes, we're praying. Yes, we're on the calls. Yes, we go to Bible study. Yes, we go to church. But are those duties? Are we doing them because they're duties? Or are we doing them because we want to get close to him? What are our hearts saying? We're at home. Mm-hmm. We're not in the church now. And there are other people, that a lot of saints, they're not in the church. And he said, you know, what are you doing in your house? Are you praying in your house? What is your heart posture in your house? Well, Lord, I get up at 5 o'clock and I do prayer. Well, Lord, you know I'm praying all day. Well, Lord, you know I'm reading my word. Well, I got to hurry up and get home so I can read my word. Are you making it a duty? Or is it a devotion? He's looking at our hearts. And once we get our hearts right, anytime we address the people of God, it will be bathed in love. When our hearts are right, jealousy won't be there. Competition won't be there. When our hearts are right, we'll cry out for the unjust, for the injustice that's going on, for the person that's being mistreated. We would walk alongside people when they're going through issues. And we would pray and ask God, what would you have me to say? God, there was a time that we used to say, God, I want to be in your perfect will, not your permissive will. We've gotten away from a lot of stuff that they call old school. And so we're basically throwing out the baby with the bathwater. There are some things that we have been taught that they only knew. But we need to get back to seeking his face, seeking his righteousness, seeking his way of doing things, and checking our hearts to see if there is any pride in there. Checking us, look at us, because in order for God to use us, in order for God to do a new thing, and in order for God to use us the way that he wants to use this team and he wants to use this ministry, we have to have our devotion with him. We have to be in right standing with him. Our hearts have to be right. Why are we doing this? It's a question that you can ask yourself. Is it just because Pastor Belinda asked you, or did you seek God? What are your motives? Is it so that you can be recognized, or is it because we want to win souls? And we want to bring people into the kingdom of God. So he gave me Isaiah 59 just to let me know. He said he's very, his hand is not short that he can't save. And his ear is not hard to where he can't even hear. But because of the wickedness that has gone on in this world, the wickedness that's going on in this world, innocent blood and things are being shed. What are we doing? Are we crying out to him? Are we asking him to have mercy? Are we asking him how to pray? Are we calling other people together? Are we praying that we become one, that we become unified, that we say the same thing, mind the same thing, doing the same thing? God, make us one, like you and the Father are one. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking for us. God, turn the spotlight on us. Search us, God. Search our hearts. Show us our motives. Show us and let us sit with you, God. Show us how to quickly agree with you in the name of Jesus. And God, let us go back to our first love, which is devotion, seeking you first, not your hand, not for you to do anything, God, but just seeking you, getting to know you. Let us get, for those that have not been doing a devotion with you and just been doing duties, help us, God, because it comes to me as well as to us, the rest of us on the phone. God, help us to go back to devotion. Help us to go back to seeking your righteousness and your way of doing things and sitting in your presence, waiting to hear from you. And God, help us not to be doers and performing and doing duties, but honestly to sit into your presence, Father, so that you can use us, so that you can propel us to where you want us to be, so you can take us to that level that you would have us to be. And Father, I thank you and I praise you for that, and I ask that you forgive us, Father, for us that were performing, for those that was just doing as if it was almost had become a chore. Forgive us, Father. We repent now in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you for your forgiveness. And I thank you for cleansing us. And I thank you for purging us with hyssop. Father, and I thank you for that when you do touch us in the morning, we won't murmur or complain, but we'll roll over and we'll get up and we'll listen to you. We'll pray when you tell us to pray, and we'll read when you tell us to read. And so, God, I thank you and I praise you for this team. And I thank you and I praise you that you will get the fullest glory out of our lives. God, you gave me that word a long time ago, that you want the fullest glory out of our lives. And the only way that you can get the fullest glory out of our lives is if we yield to you, because you're more than enough. You're always enough. And we're going to learn how to be content in whatever state that we're in. And so, God, I thank you again that you're more than enough, that you've chosen us, that you have called us, and we've answered your call. And so, Father, I thank you and I praise you for getting us ready for war. And I give you glory, I give you honor, and I give you praise. In Jesus' name, I turn it back over to you, Pastor Belinda.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for a prepared heart and a prepared people, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for surrendered minds tonight. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that our hearts are surrendered to you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Jesus.
God.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we make our declaration, God. Thank you, Lord, that as the deer pants after the water, so does our soul thirst after you.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
for the
you,
things
Jesus.
That you have brought us
Thank
through,
you.
God, and the victory that you've
Hallelujah.
Given us. Thank you, Lord, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Ah, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you,
thank
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Lord.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, God.
Yes, Lord. 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 Our soul says yes. Yes, Lord.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God,
yes,
I bless
Lord.
You, God, I bless you.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just
thank
a few
Jesus.
More moments in worship. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. God, you make all things new. Hallelujah. We're moving forward. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for making all things new. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, and we're moving forward. Thank
Jesus.
You, God. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, thank you, God. Thank you, God. You make
Jesus,
all things
Jesus.
New. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Thy compassion.
Yes, God.
They
yes, God,
fail
yes,
not.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thou forever will be.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Is thy faithfulness. Great is thy.
Yes, come.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, God. Hallelujah.
Every
God,
now and then you
I
just have
you.
To let your heart rest in worship. Hallelujah. 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 When the enemy comes to hide your God from you, hallelujah, through the vicissitudes of life, putting burdens on your shoulder that are too heavy for anyone to bear, hallelujah, just rest and worship.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Lord.
I rest in worship.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I find my purpose in
worship. Bless you, Jesus. Yes.
Hey. Whew, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Mm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Ooh, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, come on and worship him. Worship him high. Before we go forward in the next place, worship, worship, worship. Worship. When I step in worship, he fights my battle.
I love him. Thank you, Jesus.
He is my life.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Everyone doesn't have your testimony. But your worship speaks of your testimony. You know what he means to you. A song that even the angels in heaven can't sing. There's a song.
Thank you, Jesus.
And no matter what I face, it can't take my song. I won't give you my song. Hallelujah. You may take a lot from me, but I won't give you my song. Life's precious, take my song.
Thank you, Jesus.
I won't let what I've been through take my song. My song belongs to him. I will sing of his mercy. I will sing of his goodness. I will sing of his faithfulness. My soul sings.
How great thou art, yes, God, how great thou art, yes, God,
hallelujah.
My soul. I save you, my God, today. How great thou art, hallelujah. Thank you, God. How great.
Him more.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, there's no place like the presence of the Lord.
Yeah. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Prophet Sabrina, it's in your hand. Prophet Sabrina, go ahead. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise you, the Lord. Worship. We bless God on today, people of God. We know that God will do exceeding mightily and above all that we can ask or think. God has given me a prophetic word on tonight, and God bless and thank Pastor B for allowing me to be in a position to give the word in terms of what God has given us. But let us go to the word, because I got to say this in the book of St. John chapter 4. It's going to be profound and prophetic, but it's going to be some people that need this. It's going to be some people that need this. God has begun to reveal. As I was taken into the realm of the spirit, he began to speak and said, go and tell the people, people have a misconstrued identity of who you are, a misconstrued identity. So I want you to turn with me to the book of St. John chapter 4. I'm going to try not to be so long today, but when we look at the word of God, and I always read from the Amplified, and the word of the Lord began to speak to us and say in St. John chapter 4, and we're going to look at verses 7, and the word of verses 6, the word of the Lord said, and Jacob's well was there. So Jesus, tired as he was from his journey, sat down to rest by the well. It was then about the sixth hour, which is about noon. Presently, when a woman of Samaria came along to draw water, Jesus said to her, give me a drink. Now, how many times do we know that God comes and sits down with us when he's thirsty for you? He asks you for a drink. And the drink that he's asking for is for the drink of you so that you can be in him, so that he can manifest his glory. Now watch this, people of God, because it says, for his disciples had gone off into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan, and a woman for a drink? For the Jews have nothing to do with the Samaritans. Jesus answered her, if you had only known and had recognized God's gift and who this is that is saying to you, God is a drink, give me a drink, you would have asked him, you would have asked him instead, and he would have given you living water. Now, I want to come to a place that God speaks about misconstrued identity. And here you go, you're looking at a Samaritan woman who is a descendant of Jacob. And she sits at a well, people of God. She sits at a well. And sometimes people go to their own kind looking for help. Now, we look at the identity here. You're looking at a Jew and you're looking at a Samaritan. A Samaritan is a person who is charitable or a helpful person. Not only that, it says a person who is generous in helping those in distress. Now, there are people that are in this time frame, in this season, that need help. But some people are considered in the body of Christ as being a good Samaritan. You ain't always a Jew. So we get people misunderstood that we are the Jews, which known to be the descendant of Christ. What is a Jew? People say, well, I'm not a Jew, woman of God. I'm the body of Christ. Well, let's go here, because people misconstrue that you are a Jew because you are the tribe of Judah. Judah comes from Jew, which derives from the descendant of Christ. Now, you got some people that misconstrue your identity. Sometimes flesh tries to understand and recognize who you are, but you can't see me from being a good person. You can only see me from being in the realm of the spirit. And I come to tell somebody right now that people are misconstruing your identity. They got you thinking that you are an intercessor. They got you thinking that you are a prophet. People have got all kind of hats, apostles, pastors, evangelists, whatever you want to call ourselves. But then there's a misunderstanding of you. Now, we look at the word of God. He said, if you go on down, he says, give me a drink. She says to us, questions him, how can you be a Jew? And you ask me as a Samaritan for water. Now, if a person say that they are a good Samaritan and help somebody in distress, it looked like Jesus was not in distress to ask her for a drink. Sitting there thirsty for her, but he was not in distress, because it says a person who helped somebody who's distressed. Now we look at the word. It says Jesus answered her, verses 10, if you had only known and had recognized God's gift, and who this is that is saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him instead, and he would have given you living water. Flesh and blood can't reveal to you my gift. I got to say that one more time. Good God Almighty, flesh and blood cannot reveal to you my gift. You can see my action. You can see my ability, but only from a true realm of the spirit. Like Jesus spoke in the book of Matthew 16 and 7, when the Peter said, who do you say that I am? When Christ said, who do you say that I am? And Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Nobody can recognize your identity until they are in the spirit. And when you are in your true identity, you execute the word of God. You execute that glory, that splendor that's in you. You execute manifestation of what he said. Because God said, I'm not a man that I shall lie, neither shall the psalm that repent. Whatever I speak over you, I prophesy and make it good. Too many people misconstrued your identity by giving you hats, but God give you mantles. When you walk in your mantle, you are walking in Christ Jesus, known to be a Jew. You got to look at somebody and say to them, am I a Samaritan that's a good person, but do I walk in the oil of God? Now watch this, people of God. I ain't going to be with you long. He said unto us, if you knew who asked you for a drink, you would have never questioned me, living water. And see, when you look at the word, verse 11, she said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw with, no drawing bucket, and the well is deep. How then can you provide living water where to you get living water? So the question is, she said, the well is too deep. Going to people who misunderstand your identity will cause you to draw a little deeper than unexpected, trying to get a blessing, trying to get a promise, trying to get connected, because sometimes people, as good Samaritans, what they do is allow you to just receive from them because they're just good givers. But then when you walk in the oil of God, you ain't got to go deep asking God for nothing, because he said if you knew who was asking for this drink, you would have given me living water. But see, the difference is she was spiritually thirsty and Jesus was thirsty for her, because she ain't had a cup either. Neither one of them had nothing to draw with. Neither one of them had nothing to draw with. Hear the word of the Lord. He said that, watch this, she said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw with, no drawing bucket, and the well is deep. How then can you provide living water? Where do you get your living water? And you're greater than and superior to our ancestor Jacob, who gave us this well and who used to drink from it himself and his sons and his cattle also. Jesus answered, all who drink of this water will always be thirsty. Every time you go to a good Samaritan, they always give because it is. And don't take it the wrong way. Everybody has a time that they may go through something, people of God. But people misunderstand who you are. Why do I say that? Because when you are a Jew, you are the head and you are not the tail. So you are above only and you will never be beneath. The word of the Lord says, just as the rich through the poor, so the borrower to the lender. He also said that we are owners and we shall be forever. We are kings. We got to operate in kingship. We are sons of the living God, because in the spirit there is no gender. But here it is, somebody saying that you are a Jew. How can you ask me for something? But if you look at it, she kept saying, all of his ancestors come here, which means everybody drinks from this same well, but you got to keep going deep, which means you put yourself into a hole when you misunderstand your identity. But when you wake up in the power of the Holy Ghost, you will see that you are anointed. You are saying that I've come to hell and high water, I ain't got to ask nobody for nothing. When you come to that place in the Most High God, you know, he said, I will make a way out of no way. But when people misconstrue your identity, they look at you wrong. But when you step in a power that you carry, greater is in you than he is in the world. When you walk in your fulfillment, all things work together for the good for those that love God and who's called according to his purpose. But here's somebody misconstrue your identity. You are the lender. You are the blesser, because he said it in his word. Watch this, people of God. She said, you are spiritually thirsty, in so many words. Jesus said, and you ain't got a cupping from, has caused her to be malnourished in the spirit. because we often go to people for help instead of coming to our help that comes from the Almighty God. What does he say to us? He says, if I look to the hills, which cometh my help, but my help comes from the Almighty God. But let me tell you something, people of God. When you recognize that you are the one of the Most High God, when you recognize that you are the child of the King, when you recognize that you are that prophet, when you recognize and know to be, because it says, it's in him who I move, live, and have my being. When you recognize that you are the one that God is using, you ain't got to go nowhere except for say, God, I need you. Because if God saved you, he got to take care of you. Come on, somebody. If God has pulled you out of the darkness and brought you to the marvelous light, he gonna make you shine. Why? Because your identity is being known. But people in the flesh always misconstrue your identity. And I come to tell somebody, when Christ has saved you and waking you up, you recognize that you are the child of the King. You have waking up that you are the one and only that he said, I will call you to a place. But sometimes we miss it because we allow his flesh to give us an identity. Anytime that God said, I will make a way out of no way, he would do it. Anytime that God said, I'm a healer and make you whole, he would do it. Anytime that God said, he's sanctified and set apart, he would make sure that you're not of this world, even though that you win it. Anytime, because he said, when you are in a place, you got to call upon the Lord. Your faith, your faith can never be shaken in the Almighty God. And I come to tell somebody, you got to tell someone, don't misconstrue my identity because I walk with the King. Don't, and it's not, watch this, it's not that you're arrogant. He said, walk boldly and be courageous. How can a God that you serve say, be bold and be courageous, and you're walking as a good Samaritan? Your faith is bigger than being good. Your identity is bigger than, oh, she helped me. My identity is bigger than they saved me. Because a lot of times, people of God, there are times that people come into your life and they're just good to you. I don't want nobody to just be good and that's all they see about me. They got the honor where honor is due. Come on, somebody. When God says that he will make your name great among many men and nations, he will make it good because he said it. When the Lord said that he will prepare a table in the presence of your enemy, he will make it good because people who walk in the flesh can't see your identity. They only see you like she said. She said, my ancestors had this well. His sons, Hedo Shabaya, and all the people that come from Samaritan, they all drink from this well, which means you have an identity crisis because you got to keep going around the kinfolk. You got to keep going into a place that everybody see each other from the flesh. Everybody eats from the same well. Everybody's come to the same place. But I come to tell somebody, when you go to God and he begins to transform your spirit, he transforms your mindset, he brings you back up and sets you on solid ground. Sometimes we worry about what people got to say when God said that bring forth, because your identity is in Christ. You are a Jew, not just somebody that's good. Oh, he's been good to me. The man's been good to me, but that's not your identity. Just because a man is good don't mean he's your husband. Oh, that woman is good to me. Just because she's good don't mean that she's your wife. Come on, somebody. Just because they're good, that don't mean that's your friend. Just because they say they're good, because good can turn on you. But when you have an identity in the Lord, And you see it, because it says a Samaritan is a person with charitable and helpful person. Anybody can get some help. Come on here, people of God. Can somebody say amen and let me know that you're here? Because the word of the Lord says that the Jews is a person who belongs to a continuity through descendancy. And when you are a descendancy of Christ, people of God, you recognize that it is known. When Jesus walked upon the scenes, it was known. When Isaiah preached the word, it was known. When Moses was on the mountain of God, it was known. Everybody know, because you saw shaking things. You saw uprupting things. You saw breaking solid ground. Because when you walk into the room, the whole room turned. But let me tell you something. When you know your identity and God calls you into the marvelous light, because he said when he stood back and created things according to Genesis, he said it was good. God didn't call you out the dark into the marvelous light not to display you. You're displayed when God calls you, because he says, look at my identity. You identify with Christ by the word. You identify with Christ by the anointing. You identify Christ with the power that he possessed, because Samaritans and Jews don't look the same. But he said, watch this. I got to say this because it goes down. I ain't going to read all of it. We don't go down, but it says, but whoever takes a drink of this water and I will give them shall never, no, never be thirsty anymore. But the water that I will give him shall become a spring of water, welling up, flowing, bubbling continuously within him until into for eternal life. The woman said to him, sir, give me the water so that I may never get thirsty, nor have it come continuously at the way here to draw. At this, Jesus said to her, go call your husband. Go call your husband and come back to here. The woman answered, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, you have spoken truly in saying, I have no husband. For you have been married 5 times. I have 5 husbands, and the one you are now living with is not your husband. And this you have spoken the truth. The woman said to him, sir, I see you and understand that you are a prophet. Now here it is in the word of Hebrews chapter 3. And look down in there in verses 3, talk between 2, 3, and 4, 5, and 6. Jesus speaks that he's the high priest and an apostle. Again, people called him the prophet. Prophets don't prophesy your identity. They speak on the timetables of God. Apostles speak and declare, and they come back and build houses and tabernacles. When Jesus spoke and said that you've been married to 5 men and the man that you were now is not your husband, what that means is she had an identity crisis about who she's living with. In other words, she's saying that, and watch this, in other words, it's saying you got all this going on in your body because you got something living on the inside of you and it ain't God. In other words, sometimes people's identity is mixed up because they're drawn by their love, their mindset, and their heart. But when God comes in and he began to shake that temple, when he began to ramshack you, he got to bring you back to the place and say, you are mine, you are tattooed in the palm of my hand. When God come in and shake your mindset, he got to put you back together. When God come back, he got to come in and evict the husbands in your life. He got to divorce those that are in your life, because sometimes we have an identity misunderstanding because flesh came in while God has to pull you back to the spirit. And that's why God is a spirit. He's not a human being. He sits in a body and he brings forth the display of his identity. So when the Lord comes to us, people of God, and he saves you, he didn't save you just to look pretty. He didn't save you just to look handsome. He didn't save you just because you came out with a testimony. When God saved you, it's for him to display what he created. When he displayed you, he put you on the forefront, people of God. And you are advertised so people can see the goodness of God because of what he molded and shaped out of a husband that was living in your body that didn't belong to him. Sometimes people are living with stuff on the inside that's not your identity. People are living with a whoremonger spirit that is not your husband. People are living with drug addicted spirits, but that's not your husband or your wife, because in the spirit there are no gentles. But I come to tell somebody, what's living in you is the Almighty God. He has to bring you back to your identity. Sometimes people can look on your face and see stress. Because sometimes people can look at you. That's what the good Samaritans do. They see you going through something. They're going to help you because you're distressed. You worry. You're depressed. You're going through. You're crying. You're boo-hooing. But God has to wrap you up and say, wait. I got an identity crisis here because you belong to me. What's in me don't distress. Why do you think that God, every time that he heals somebody, he brings them back to their identity? The young man who had an issue, who was a lunatic, he brought him back to his mindset. The man that was at the tomb, people of God, he was in a place that he was tossing himself and cutting on himself and breaking from the tomb and come back together in the tomb. God had to come and rescue him to put him back in his identity. Mary Magdalene, she was caught in the act of adultery. He sat down there. He didn't even persecute her. He said, is there any
anybody here to condemn you, people of God? She said, no, sir, there's no one to condemn me. He said, go and sin no more, because she had an adultery husband in her body, that she was going around committing adultery on God. People said, who was her husband? It was God, because sometimes we commit adultery on our Holy Ghost. We commit adultery with other things in our body, and sometimes the flesh want to do what it wants to do because of the nature of it, not the body itself. This body is a temple for the Holy Spirit and the Lord, and I'm about to close. But God has to bring you back to the true identity when people misscrew your identity, because they will call you a whore. They will call you a slut. They will call you no good. They will call you a liar. They will call you the one, the manipulator. They will call you the disruptor. They will call you the snake and a python and witches and warlocks. Misconstrued identities. But God said, I come. That's why he had to come to your well and sit down with you and get a drink, because you're spiritually thirsty. He got to drink it, and he got to feed you. He got to nourish you, because sometimes we operate on a place with no strength, with no water, with no oil, and God has to pull you back into that place, because sometimes we get our identity mixed up when people come into our life. I'm about to end in just a moment, people of God. Prophetess, give me 5 more minutes. But I come to tell somebody, even though that he said, you've been married to 5 men, and the man you're with now is not your husband. She said, I see you as a prophet. Jesus never said he was a prophet. It was the people spoke. He was a high priest and apostle of the Lord. And I come to say, he's the only King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. He is the one and only, the Son of the living God. And the only person that can identify you in your truth is somebody who is of the God that we serve, somebody who is of the Holy Spirit. Because if you ain't that God, you can't tell me my identity. You assume. So that's why when you see people of God walk into the room, I'm talking about a real one. It ain't that they got their nose stuck up and or think that they're so heavily bound that they know earth is good. They walking in what they know, because the Bible said in Acts 17:28, it's in him who I move, live, and have my being. And when God walk in the room turns, because they see identity, uncommon identity, uncommon fulfillment. Who is that person? I don't know them, because that's why they were saying they had a conversation about Jesus, trying to figure out who he is. And some say he's the son of Joseph, the carpenter. Some said that he's a prophet. Some said that he was Elijah. And all these things, only one person can identify, because you can be in a crowd and they still don't know you. You can be in your own house and they still don't recognize you. They see you as your mama. They see you as daddy. They see you as husband. They see you as the wife. But they don't see the deep down identity, because I can have all these abilities, but the only hat that I walk in is my true identity, because I come to tell somebody, people misconstrue you, and that's why they try you. People misconstrue you, that's why they try to get over on you. People misconstrue you, that's why they try to downsize you and bring you to a self-esteem low. But I come to tell you, when you get in God, you are a Jew of the line of the mouth of Judah. You belong to the body of Christ. You're not a good person just because somebody did something for you. You're not a good person because somebody felt bad for you. You got to recognize, I am the child of the King. I am who God said I am. Greater is in me than he that is in the world. And all things shall work. When I open up my mouth, my faith start working for my good. 2 more minutes. As the Lord began to say, when you come into the truth, you're going to break out your own revival. The word of the Lord said that she went to the town and said, come see a man that know everything about me, because she didn't even know her own identity. She was caught up with 5 husbands, and maybe, as a matter of fact, it says 6. The word of the Lord says, the woman answered, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, you have spoken truly and said, I have no husband, for you have had 5 husbands, and the man you are now with living is not your husband. So she has 6. 6 misconstrued identities in her body. Drawn to the well where everybody go to get their help. You go to CMI. You go to certain places looking for your help. You go to your sugar daddy. You go to your gigolo. You go to the strip club. Come on, somebody. You go to the private dancers. Come on, come on, come on. We got to be real because people got these identities. You go to somebody except for going to your God. And the Lord said you are misunderstanding the true identity because when the identity is known, he will display you. When your identity is known, he will reveal to the people who you really are because they know you by being the slut. They know you by being the whore. They know you by being the one that's in the neighborhood town sleeping with all the men and the women. They know you by the bisexual. Come on, somebody. They know you by the homosexual. They know you by the lesbian. They know you by being sodomized and behind. They know you the alcoholic. They know you the weed smoker. They know you the gossiper. They know you the whisperer. They know you the hater. They know all these things. They know you the get-over spirit. They know you're the manipulator, malicious behavior. They know all of that, but they don't know your identity in the spirit because men look on the outward appearance. But God looks at your heart. Your heart brings your truth. I got to end it there. People said they misconstrue your identity. Some people say misunderstand. But let me tell y'all something. You got to be bold and be courageous. I prophesy that somebody know their true identity tonight. I prophesy that you are walking the mantle that God has graced you with. I prophesy it ain't about what somebody told you. It's what the Lord said. He said, I called you after the marvelous life. I called you from your mother's womb. I named you your name. Watch. And I like to let it go. In the mighty name of the Lord, I was sitting here. And I was in the Lord. I think it's Isaiah 42:1. Let me go here, and I'm going to give it back over to the woman of God. Because sometimes we misunderstand our identity because we are hesitating. Did God call me to this? And did God call me a doctor? Did God call me an attorney? Did God call me to be a dentist? Did God call me to be the mayor, the supervisor? Did God call me to a CEO? Who am I? What is our true identity? When we look at the Word of God, I think it's, let me go here so I can make sure I'm in the right place, and I'm going to give it over to the woman of God. I want to say it's in Isaiah 42. Let me make sure I'm clear of this. Anderanda nekodorande beshaba. Somebody said, glory be to God. And yes, it's Isaiah 44. And the word of the Lord said, ye now hear, O Jacob, my servant in Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus says the Lord, who made you and formed you from the womb, whom will help you. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant. And you, Jezebel, the upper one, appealed to Israel as type of Messiah whom I have chosen. Now, when you look at the word of God, it says, for I will pour out my water upon him who is thirsty and floods upon him dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your offspring and my blessing upon your descendants. And so when you look at the word of God, he's telling you that he has birthed you from your mother's womb. He has named you to be who you are in God. Let me just calm down. I got one more scripture, one more thing to say, and I got to release it to the woman of God. Bear with me, beloveds. Bear with me, people of God. Bear with me, man and woman of God. Bear with me just a moment. Hold on. Let me finish this up because he speaks to us and he says, let me pull it up. In the mighty name of Yeshua. Just bear with me just a moment. Glory be to God. Harandaba ketoranda. Heranama shiande. Hickel 49:1 of Isaiah. This is the one that I was looking for. For the Lord said, listen to me, O owls.
in coastlands and hurricane, you people from afar. The Lord has called me from the womb, from the body of my mother. He has named my name. So don't let nobody take your name away from you, because your name is already identified by God. Because when he called you, people misunderstand. You got to let somebody know my name is, because he said I am is in me. And when he made the DNA, because he said I birthed you through Adam and came through your mother's loin, I gave you your name. What is Adam? Ad am, which means I added myself in the body. I got to use your body, but my spirit is carrying you. But your identity is by what I named you. And when people try to call you something that you are not, and you know that you belong to the Most High God, that's why he came through Adam. He said, I got to create the whole earth, and then I got to come and form myself in you. But when I formed myself and blew my spirit into my own self, I named you my name from your mother's womb, because you was birthed from heaven. You didn't come from your mother. You didn't come from your father. I just used her body as an incubator, but I birthed you out and brought the sperm. But when I came through Adam, Adam derived to say, Ad am, because I'm adding myself through your body. So when people see you, they can see my splendor. When they see you, they can see what I'm displaying. I'm going to come down and sit down in you. According to St. John 14:23, he said, as you love me, I will come and make my home with you, me and my Lord Jesus Christ. He also said that your body belongs to me and the Holy Spirit. Nothing can come in here and overtake you. People try to give you a whole different identity, but the identity comes through the Jews, which is known to be the tribe of Judah, from the mouth of the Lion of Judah, because you belong to God. And that's why the word says flesh and blood cannot identify me. Flesh and blood cannot reveal themselves, because everybody that tried to figure out who Jesus was, they was in the flesh. People who just try to identify you, they're operating in the flesh. But I come to tell you, when people know the truth about you, they are walking in a spirit realm. Because even Satan is a spirit. He recognizes you. He knows who you are. But when people operate and they in a carnality, they can't see you. They see you from your outward appearance. Pastor B, you can take it. Rande Shabbat. Come tell you today. Tell somebody, don't miss a country.
Thank you,
don't
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Our declaration should be, I am who God says I am. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I am who God says I am. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I am who God says I am. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord. And the Spirit of the Lord here heals us at the very core of who we are. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus. We thank you for the healing at the core, that we'll recognize that we have been created by him for every good work. He created me to do a good work. He created me because I'm good.
Yes.
Everything about me is good because my God is good. I have his nature. Hallelujah. Jesus, when I took on his name, I took on his nature. He imputed it on me. He transferred it. He gave it to me. I am who God says that I am. I will receive nothing outside of that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I think it's ironic that she went to the scripture we taught two Sundays ago. Praise the Lord, looking at the Samaritan woman. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Understanding who God and knowing how important she was, that Jesus was keeping his promise that he made to Abraham. So you are the promise.
Yes.
God made to generations before you. You are here because God made a promise, and he manifested himself at that well. Hallelujah. He unveiled himself at the very place the promise was made to Abraham, right there at that well. And then Jesus shows up in the flesh as a manifestation of the promise made, and he speaks with this woman. He said, I must go. In other words, I got to keep my promise. I got to show up.
Yeah.
I told Abraham I was going to save his seed. I told him that this land his seed was going to dwell in. I told him. And so while I'm in the earth, I'm going to show up to the place I made the promise.
Hallelujah. And I just believe God's going to show up to the place he made you the promise. If he made you a promise for your children, God's going to show up in that place. If he made you a promise on your job, he's going to show up at that place. If he made you a promise at your church, he's going to show up at that place. I'm going to show up at the place I promised. Thank you, Lord. I had to come because I promised I would. Hallelujah. Yes. Jesus. And when we understand that, he's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. We won't be bogged down. The hour is over for being bogged down and confused. That time is over. You can't fight a fight in confusion. You can't fight a fight trying to figure out who you are. You got to know if nobody else knows. Hallelujah. And when you know, you refuse every lie. Thank you, Jesus. When you know, you will refuse every contrary thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So you got to fight against that misconstrued identity. Fight against labels that don't belong to you. Fight against words that don't belong. Don't make any deposits in me that didn't come from my creator. Don't try to rewrite my story. Jesus, thank you, Lord. My story is so profound. That you have to be like Jesus. My story is so profound. When I step into the sanctuary like Jesus, the book going to open on the page that declares who I am. Jesus, hallelujah. When you are under the, hallelujah, when you've been called by God and the unction of the Holy Ghost is upon you, you'll step in place like Jesus did. And when they pass him the book, it opens up and it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me, my God. Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your ears. You got to say about me what God says. I don't care what you think. Jesus, they may have been calling him carpenter's son. They may have been saying a whole lot of things. But when the script is already written in your life, they're going to have to say what God says when it's all said and done. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, that's what you should confess. That should be your declaration. You're going to have to say what God says about me. Hallelujah. And when you get that kind of tenacity, you'll shut down the voice of every demon, and you'll shut down the voice of every naysayer, every hater, everyone that wants to block you, everyone that wants to stop you. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For no one word should be greater than your Father. No one's word should be greater than the word of God on your life. Hallelujah. 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 Let God's word be true. And every man a liar. Let God's word be true. Who are you in the eyes of God? When you know that, you will rejoice. And it'll get you out of places you should never be in. My prayer is that God will bring healing and restoration to the deepest recesses of our souls, and that we will accept what God says and not what they say. Thank you, Lord, and that you will not receive a negative deposit. I uproot every negative deposit, every negative spirit that would try to go into your spirit, every negative spirit that transferred, that tried to weigh you down, that tried to attach itself to your life or your mind. I uproot it by the authority of the Holy Ghost, and I cast it out and cast it back to the pit to where it belongs. Hallelujah. You will not receive the lie. I will not receive the lie of the enemy. Hallelujah. His report says I'm healed. His report says I'm sealed. Hallelujah. As you said, add himself to you. He added himself to me. Hallelujah. How did he do it? By going to Calvary's cross and imputing his righteousness upon me. Hallelujah. He added his righteousness, hallelujah, to this old carnal, messed up flesh. This messed up somebody. The problem sometimes we have is we think we somebody. That's how the enemy trick us. We ain't nobody without him. When you let go of the fact that you really ain't nobody and the only way you got real value is because of him, people won't be able to trick you. They won't be able to bind you. I ain't nothing without him. So say what you will or what may about me. I am nothing. But because of him, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I am who he says I am. It ain't got nothing to do with me. Jesus. So whatever you say about me might be right, but what accusation can you have against my God? Hallelujah. Jesus. So however you label you might be true. You might be right. But he took on my sin, Jesus. Yeah. Hallelujah. And he has made me the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Jesus. So continue, saints of God, to hold fast. Continue to hold fast, wherein Christ has made you free Thank you, Lord. Take off the weights and the restraints.
Thank you,
take
Jesus.
Off the lies. Send them back to the pit. I don't want them, can't use them, don't need them. Send all that mess back. All of it back.
Amen.
To where it
Lord.
Came. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You,
Jesus. Hallelujah. And we
thank
bless
you,
him
Jesus.
Tonight. We bless him for the time
thank
of
you.
Prayer and the time of intercession. And my prayer is God continue to make us one and that we understand where we are right now in this season. The worst is over. It's time to rejoice. The worst of this for me is over. Thank you, Lord. Not in this season. Hallelujah. You got to realize sometimes you go through things, God got to get, you got to have a reprieve. Otherwise, you would be no good to anybody. If you stayed in war forever, if you stayed in war for the rest of your life, you would be good for nobody. So God has to give you a rest. You have to have a reprieve.
Amen.
You got to have a time.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Lord.
So if he calls you up on the sidelines, get off the battlefield and rest. Hydrate. Put your feet up.
Yes, Lord.
My God. Be refreshed. Drink that living water. Drink it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless, to the only wise God, our Savior, be majesty, dominion, and power, henceforth, now, and forever. All of God's people said amen. Thank you again for joining us
amen.
In this time of prayer. Have a good night and go in peace. God bless.
Amen. God bless.
Amen.